expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhonghuang, explained that the difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at egoforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Surfalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-47-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. You're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors. You know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, beat on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if not clean up your credit, and finally, if you can't make a few thousand bucks entire process, make money for collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% for 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees any total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you in March of 1991, the news was outbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckcall.com or call 928-853-2821.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, machine minds and machines. You are not machines, you are men. You people the power, make this life beautiful. Let us use that power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed, where science and progress will lead all men's happiness. Do not despair, fate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people, return to the people, return to the people. Let us all unite.
Unite! Yes, let's unite, folks. So anyway, hey, Joe, you got another last point you want to make?
Well, I think what I was talking about before was that you guys were on to an interesting thing about the intent and how that, again, this goes back to this thing where they're actually the ones that are on defense, actually the ones that have to prove things. They have to prove that you had an intent or that you knew about something for which you intended to violate, if I understood the point you guys were making earlier. So that part is very, just into this thing we're talking about, is when you go in there, you feel that you're the one who's being focused on, and you are, and the one getting attacked. Actually, they're the ones on the hook in many respects. To actually have to justify what they're doing and what they're saying, and prove that they can show you've got some sort of, problem going on or intent to do something bad that you knew about in advance.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, Joe. Know. Hey, thanks for calling in, bud. Take care. So, okay, I want to read this other part here from. Okay, it says. But it is well settled that where legal rights have been invaded and a federal statute provides for a general right to sue for such invasion, federal courts may use any available remedy to make good the wrong done. So even the federal courts are supposed to make the remedy available. So again, a lot of this things about the immune not quite true. Okay, I see we have Richard on. Hi, Richard. What's going on there, sir?
Tell me in your experience, what would a judge do when a defendant refuses to state his name and denies every name that the judge proposes when he reads names off a docket and says, well, are you defendant such and such? And the defendant says, well, are you, keep saying no. And then if he keeps on saying, well, demanding, well, show some ID or something, you can answer, well, I don't have to because I'm not a witness. You have to swear a witness. And you can't swear me in as a witness because you haven't brought me under jurisdiction of the venue yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, but here's the thing. It also all depends how you're in court, what your approach is going to be. I mean, if they drag you in there, your approach is going to be one thing. If you walked into court, your approach is going to be also another thing. But what they're trying to do is to make you a player in their system, right?
Yeah.
So when they're asking you for your name, I mean, there's another fellow that I was helping and actually had a little make-believe trial a few days ago. But prior to this little trial, the judge even coerced them, you know, through, really, just through words. That's all she used. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she scared him enough that he actually raised his right hand and spelled out his name for the court. I mean, who can – that's taking an oath. Nobody can make you take an oath.
That's right.
You know, nobody can make you to say anything. And when
especially
you go to court,
in arraignment, you haven't finished the arraignment, so you're not under jurisdiction of the venue.
Right. Well, and now, of course, if we talk about arraignment, that's another whole ball of wax there, because the arraignment is supposed to establish probable cause, but they always just go right over arraignment and they go straight to getting a plea from you. But you cannot give a plea unless you know what the probable cause is and some level of facts has been presented to allow you to decide, well, maybe I just want to plead guilty. And I don't want to bother with all of this stuff because you guys have definitely solid probable cause. I don't want to waste anybody's time and go through a trial. I want to plead guilty. But how can you plead guilty if you haven't been presented with anything? How can you plead anything if you haven't been presented with anything?
But what if you consistently deny the name? You say
well,
no.
You don't have to deny anything. What you have to do is just keep your mouth closed, because when you go to court, you have the right to remain silent.
Can I interject here something?
Go ahead.
Okay, so the question he's asking, it was my experience, they usually have their procedure set up where that question is never, you're never given a chance to answer that question. Here in the state that I live in, which is North Carolina, they call the roll and they tell you to answer the roll, either guilty, not guilty, or your attorney's name. Choices, and you can not, you can answer some other way, but they're not going to ask you who you are. They're going to make the assumption who you are.
Okay, but I know, and I know you've brought this up before, but what if you cannot speak? What would you do?
Who are you asking?
Any one of you guys. What if you cannot speak? What if you're just physically unable to speak? Then what
say,
do you do?
No, that's not my name. Ask the claimant to identify me. If you have a claimant, tell that claimant to identify me.
Well, and see, here's part of the approach that I'm trying to teach people to do is that before you go to court, and of course it all depends on, like I said, if you're being drugged in there or if you walked in, because if you walked in, you should be able to show up to court with paperwork, and your paperwork is what needs to do the talking for you. You shouldn't talk at all in court. There's really nothing for you to say unless you're in a trial.
But I'm just speaking in theory, just theoretically. I'm hoping you've seen somebody in court do this. Absolutely deny the name. Deny it, deny it, deny it, and demand that the claimant identify me.
Yeah, well,
My experience is they will not give you the chance to do that. They will just dance over that and move on with the process.
Yeah, well, and what I say is that it's not worth it for you to do any of those things, to claim any of those things, because they're going to do whatever they're going to do. And by you opening your mouth and arguing anything, it's not going to help your situation.
I got a dismissal once with that strategy.
And what kind of a case was it?
Traffic.
Yeah. Well, you know, and
it wasn't easy. It took a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
But the judge finally gave up.
Yeah. Well, but see, you're good. You're good with doing that. See, well, most people can't do anything like that. So for most people, it's better for them to keep their mouth closed, because most people get tricked by the judge.
Yes. Every judge is a little different.
Exactly. So, okay, well, we'll be right back, folks. Thanks, Richard.
Bye.
world-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000 Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Is this real? 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 Or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. You think it's real? Think it's real? It's just a ride. We can change it however we want. It's only a choice between fear and love. The world is like a ride. You think it's real? Think it's real? It's just a ride. Change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love. Life goes up and down, round and round.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Corporation Nation. I'm here with that Mr. Clint Richardson, but we're gonna do what we can here. So, before I get into, I wanna read this other section here from this other case, United States versus Wong Kim Ark, 169 U.S. 649. So let me read this and then we'll take another call. So it says, the law of England and of almost all civilized countries ascribe to each individual at his birth two distinct legal states or conditions, one by virtue of which he becomes the subject of some particular country. All right, so that would be like a slave, okay? Binding him by the tie of natural allegiance. So it's like a form of natural slavery. And which may be called his political status. So there's that term, status. So when you're in court and you're asking to know what your political status is, they really should give it to you. Because there's no way that you're going to know how you're supposed to stand in court if you don't know what your political status is. Your argument is going to depend on your political status. Okay, continuing, it says, another by virtue of which he has ascribed to him the character of a citizen of some particular country, and as such is possessed of certain municipal rights. So there are the municipal privileges, and subject to certain obligations, which latter character is the civil status or condition of the individual, and may be quite different from his political status. So there's even differences there. Now, let me read this last part here. And then, while maintaining that the civil status is universally governed by the single principle of domicilium, the criterion established by international law for the purpose of determining civil status. So that your domicile and your civil status, you know, are connected. And the basis of which the personal rights of the party, that is to say, the law which determines his majority or minority, his marriage, succession, testacy or intestacy, must depend, he yet distinctly recognize that a man's political status, his country, patria, and his nationality, that is, natural allegiance, may depend on different laws in different countries. Okay, so this is from, it's a really good case, United States versus Wong Kim. But anyway, let's take a call here. Fred in Michigan. Looks like we have Fred in California too.
There's a lot of Fred all over the place.
What's up, Fred?
KDKA Radio out of Pittsburgh, the purportedly longest running radio station in existence in North America, they interviewed a guy by the name of Bob Plimpton back in 07. And I happened to be up at 1 a.m. when they interviewed the guy. Bob Plimpton authored the book, You Were Born Free, Now You Can Live Free, 10 Modern Myths That Shackle Us Without Law Basis Are Herein Busted. There are none so enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. And he told me, Gold is actually pronounced Getty. There are none so enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. And I submit that certainly was my predominant mindset until I heard this interview. And in this book, which I was fortunate enough to have discovered in a local Barnes & Noble bookstore, on page 64, he's addressing the Uniform Commercial Code. And here's what he says. If you were to ask 500 people, including attorneys, accountants, and others of their ilk, describe the UCC for me, you would get 500 blank stares. Some may profess to have heard of it, but no one would be capable of explaining it. But the astounding fact is, the Uniform Commercial Code rules and regulates our very lives, every moment of every day. Some years ago, one astute researcher declared, you will never win in court nor comprehend that which is going on around you unless you study and learn the Uniform Commercial Code. So I went to our local public library where I discovered the Uniform Commercial Code occupied 9 feet of shelf space. It seemed a daunting, if not impossible, task to conduct research that would lead to comprehension of the UCC. So I waited upon others more competent than I to do so. The first is Howard Griswold of Delaware. Now, Howard Griswold and Dave DeRiener are the people who advertise on Republic, Escape Haraska. Uh-huh. They've been at this for 30-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's what Bob Plimpton says. As a legal remedy out of the UCC regarding any uninformed consent, a.k.a. implied consent, contract. My use of the statement without prejudice UC1-308 below or next to my signature on this document indicates I'm exercising the remedy provided me in the Uniform Commercial Code, Article 1, Section 308, whereby I reserve my common law unalienable right not to be found nor compelled to perform under any contract, commercial agreement, or bankruptcy. Oh, now let's see.
Yeah.
March 5th, 1933, Executive Order 6102, et cetera. Corporate U.S. is bankrupted. Okay. Then I did not enter into knowingly, voluntarily, intentionally. Furthermore, this reservation notifies all administrative agencies of government that I do not and will not accept the liability associated with the compelled benefits.
Well, and that's the thing. See, when you're in there standing, depending on this on the status that you have in there, they try to make you believe that you cannot deny the benefit that they're trying to give you.
Well, the benefit they're compelling upon someone, which I call statutory color of law constructive secret trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's how it is. Yeah, it's all adhesion counties, coerced contract. But anyway, we got to go for a break now, so we'll be back in a little bit. Thanks, guys. What you're waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. Fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapons made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, neighbor. Welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world. And so many people who can help us learn. And so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow.
And they'll grow. So anyway, so what we're trying to do here is, you know, just like that intro there said, you know, we're trying to share, we're trying to expand from where we are now, but the main point here is to try to get people to take action, because these government officials that are violating our true rights don't have a right to do that. And if we don't hold their feet to the fire somehow, they're going to continue to violate our rights. So here's another case, another quote from another case. This is Buckley versus Fitzsimmons, 509 U.S. 259. Under qualified immunity, government officials are not subject to damages liability for the performance of their discretionary functions. And that's a big thing right there, discretionary functions. You cannot really sue anyone for a discretionary function, something that they can only do at their discretion. Okay? Discretionary functions when their conduct does not violate clearly established statutory or constitutional rights of which a reasonable person would know. So you would have to know. So in the same case, Justice Stevens says this: the official seeking absolute immunity bears the burden of showing that such immunity is justified for the function in question. So the immunity is actually a type of defense. But what the courts try to do is to prevent the case from ever even getting to discovery, from ever even getting to a point where you can actually bring out the facts of why you were injured by these people. And they try to do it, of course, through dismissal or summary judgment, which a dismissal is basically a summary judgment. And summary judgment requires the case to be what they call ripe, or to reach a state of ripen, which means all the issues have been brought up. But when it involves a government official, they will not allow the case to ripe. They will not allow the issues to be brought up, because they want to prevent the government official from ever having to answer anything related to the charge. But that's actually false. Okay, let's bring in Bear, and maybe if you can handle it in 2 minutes there, Bear, because I want to get into some other stuff. Bear, still there?
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're kind of staticky, but go ahead and try.
Is that better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I think you're going down the wrong path again, Bert. And the main thing is all these courts are administrative, and all these agencies are administrative, and under the federal or under the Free Trade Zone Act of 1934, I think it is, and under the Buck Act of 1940, they all have federal character. And so why not just involve their boss? You know, when you walk into McDonald's and you talk to the clerk, well, if you don't get your service from the clerk, you go to the management. So if you're going to court and you're not getting what you need out of court, make a claim to the Department of Justice. And then if the Department of Justice doesn't answer, they have 20 days to answer under the Administrative Procedures Act, which is Title V, and I think it's 5501 USC. And under that act, they have 20 days to respond. Otherwise, you've exhausted administrative remedy, and then you can take it to the Federal Court of Claims. And on the website of the Federal Claims, it says right up there that they take cases of illegal exaction. Are you familiar with exaction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in 42 U.S.C. 1981, all federal citizens are liable for exactions of every kind.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that if you're not in that position, you're not in that status, and you get exacted upon, then it's an illegal exaction, and take the claim there.
Sounds
good.
And
I have the paperwork, by the way.
Well, send it to me. I mean, that's another court that I'm actually looking into to move some of this potential other cases that I'm trying to.
But you have to exhaust. You have to exhaust administrative remedy at the federal level. So if you get a traffic case and you go into traffic court and you say that you are not a United States citizen and they proceed, then you need to bring in the indispensable third party, which is the United States government through their agencies. There is no law, and everything is in commerce. This whole thing has to do with who's the surety, because they want to build a surety.
Well, but you know, in their system, they want to punish you. I mean, they don't want you to challenge the system.
No, they want to collect. You know what? All they want to do is collect. And if they won't collect off of the birth certificate person, then they are conducting illegal exaction.
Yeah. Well, but see, I need to see the evidence of what deals with the birth certificate, because I mean, I know the birth certificate exists, and I know that the birth certificate is actually associated with federal employees, but I haven't seen any evidence that has anything to do with a trust or anything along those lines.
No, and you don't have to. It's just and I guess we do agree that it's an administrative action, right?
Well, everything is administrative, but then there's also the issue is that if they are creating a path for you to resolve your injury and it can only be resolved through their venue, then they're cheating you out of your own venue.
That's right, and that becomes a taking, and it becomes an illegal taking. and that's the Federal Court of Claims in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm definitely also looking into that. So, all right, thanks, bud.
You betcha.
We'll talk again. Take care. So, okay, here's another thing I wanna get in here. This is a really cool case, and then we'll take some more calls. This is a case that involved a captain of a naval vessel. This is way back in the 1800s, and this captain seized a vessel that the captain believed was violating a congressional act, which was then being told to him via the executive branch, right, via the president, through an order that they had to seize a particular type of vessel that was doing a particular type of thing that was against the law. And here's what happened. Now remember, this is a captain of a naval vessel, so this is definitely an officer of the federal government. And this is what Chief Justice Marshall said. I acquiesce in that of my brethren, which is that the instructions cannot change the nature of the transaction or legalize an act which without those instructions would have been a plain trespass. And what happened is that the instructions that were given to the captain were actually wrong. They misquoted the act of Congress, which means they misexercised the intent of Congress. And see, this is another area where we can get these people is when they are misapplying the intent of the statute that they are supposed to be enforcing, then they're exercising their power outside of their office because they're not exercising the intent of the law. And of course, all laws are being misapplied because they're not applying it with the proper intent, because those regulations are not supposed to apply to the people, but yet they do. And then this is what happened. Captain Little then must be answerable in damages to the owner. And the cost was affirmed. So there you go. So, okay, we'll take another call here and when we come back. Thanks, guys.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands. Improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from. There is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a U.S. crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion. Despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust programs in Greece, where, in fact, the term economy entered our language from the Greek oikonomia, meaning household management. Well, how are we managing? Theories abound.
All right, folks. So let me read a couple more cases here, and then we'll take some calls and try to keep it like 2 minutes so we can get a few more people in here. Okay, according to State versus Croat, this is a Minnesota Supreme Court case, it seems clear that our statute from the earliest time has combined under one section the crime of false imprisonment and the old common law crime of kidnapping. So here we can see that kidnapping is actually a common law crime, okay? And when you bring in a case saying that you were kidnapped, you know, which is false imprisonment, they say, well, you can't prosecute a criminal violation, because they try to say that kidnapping is only a criminal violation. But in fact, it's not. It's the same thing as false imprisonment. So false imprisonment is what they call it, but you can call it kidnapping under common law, because that's in fact what it is. Now here's another case, Collier versus Vaccaro. And it says, at common law, kidnapping is the forcible abduction and carrying away of a man or woman or child from their country and sending them to another. So if they're taking you out of your jurisdiction, out of your community, and forcing you into another one, or even taking you out of one state and into another, they're taking you out of your country. That's a common law violation. And this is my favorite part here. And he says, and it is no defense to the crime of kidnapping that an accused may have thought that he had a right to arrest and carry the person arrested out of the country, or that he did not intend to violate the law. The gist of the offense is the forcible carrying out of the state. And where this intention is shown to have existed, it is immaterial that accused may have thought that he was acting within the law. Ignorancia legis neminem excusat. I think I pronounced that someone here, which means ignorance of the law is no excuse. So that expression of ignorance of the law is no excuse applies to them, not necessarily to us, you know? So anyway, let's take another call here. Fred in California. What's going on, Fred?
Yeah, well, thank you for taking my call. I'll make it really quick. In a parking violation, does establishment of a standing by the defense still a requirement in California?
Okay, say that again. The standing of the other side?
Right. Does the plaintiff have to show that there was, do they have to establish standing, that somebody, a cause of action?
Yes, I mean, the opponent always has to establish standing.
I learned something from your broadcast tonight, and that's this. My approach to this whole thing is when they ask for a plea, I'm just basically going to keep it questions. I'm going to say, I would like to enter a plea, but I don't understand what your red zone is. The other question I have is, most likely they're going to have an attorney representing the city. And this guy's going to get chewed up if I start asking questions. And I'm going to be respectful, absolutely. But I need a witness, the ticketer, to be present in order to verify that the photo that she changed the scene by using a flash and a streamlight does not represent the scene as I saw it. Two, the city painted that curb in January during the appeal process. Can you believe that?
Right, and, right, yeah, that's what you were saying the last time.
And there's no red zone, no parking signs there either. So I'm going to go in there. They still have the burden of proof. I don't know what a red zone that they're saying is. Could you please provide it?
Okay, so one of your arguments could be that you were not properly notified of the potential violation because they didn't properly mark it, correct? So
right,
then there was no way for you to know unless you went into the parking office and looked at their map of where they have everything classified.
Right. I'm supposed to have documents of their logbook coming. But the point that I have come to in this is this. The city itself, who is bounded to comply with the State Department of Transportation standards and painting curbs and streets and stuff, they're not abiding by it. I know it. And
right,
by asking to prove what is your red, because I've got 20 different pictures of what you claim is red.
So then your argument would be, would the average man or woman have been able to understand what the violation was? Because basically the game that you're playing right now is you're playing within their regulations. You know, you're not even taking this position of being a free man, being one of the people, none of that. You're saying, hey, even if I'm playing within your regulations and I'm trying to abide by your regulations, I can't because you didn't properly notify me of what I was supposed to not be violating.
Right. And being as a fireman for 26 years, I've broken enough windows with the universal key to hook up to a fire hydrant. And we were looking for a disability spot, and we got this one because the car pulled out. The first thing we did was I said, this has got to be a red zone. We looked for it and couldn't find it because they're using low-pressure sodium lights on the street, which, being on the warm side, neutralizes anything left of that curb. But I think I can beat them on facts alone. The only question I have is, if they do not provide the ticket person, officer that took the picture, can I make a motion to dismiss at that point?
Well, yeah, because that's going to be the witness. You have a right to face your witness.
Right. Okay, you answered it. I think I came in with 2 minutes. And I thank you very much for what you're doing. And the guests that you provided tonight really helped me out. And
all
I'm
right.
going to ask some stupid, naive, and I'm going to need your help, Your Honor. You know, I don't know what's going on around here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No shame in playing dumb in court. There's no shame in that at all.
Absolutely. And thank you.
Okay, bud. Take care.
bet.
All right, let's take James in Texas. James, what's going on, James?
Yeah, I'm just enjoying your program tonight. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. It got quiet. I was just wanting to bring up a website that I think you might be interested in. I tried to find your email on your website, and I couldn't find an email or any way to contact you.
Okay, well, let me just give it out right now. The website is onlyfreemen.com and Burt, B-U-R-T, at onlyfreemen.com.
Okay, Burt at, okay. All right, well, it's just a website for, I think you'd be really interested. It's state-citizens.org, and it's Mr. James McDonald, and he's done a lot of research, and he's got a lot of really good information on there that
cool.
I think it would help you in what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I wanted to say, and let you know I appreciate your show, and I love listening to you and Clinton and all his guests. So,
y'all all right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
All righty. Keep that powder dry when we're out there, especially in a place like Texas. Never know when you might have to take your country back. But anyway, another section that I wanted to get into here is U.S. It's Title III of the U.S. Code, Section 301. Okay? And this section right here basically pulls the pants down on the whole executive branch. Let's see if I can get it in here in time. General authorization to delegate functions, publications of delegations, provided that nothing contained herein shall relieve the president of the responsibility in office for the acts of any such head or other officer designated by him to perform such functions. Look it up. 301, Title 3. Very good section. Take care, everybody. God bless everybody, and God bless our America. Take care. Bye-bye.
Financial uncertainty.